Joe Sims at breakfast. BBC
Radio Bristol. Right, what is the book you reckon everyone should read? Because the reason I'm asking this is it's World Book Day. It's when we get our kids at local schools dressing up as their favourite fictional characters and really engaging in the written word. And it's brilliant. It makes me so happy. So much so, I went to Waycroft Academy in Stockwood yesterday. And what a brilliant school. The kids were so well behaved. But not just well behaved. Like, they were interested. They were interesting. They were engaging. They were absolutely brilliant. And they were so keen to talk about their favourite books and everything that had gone on. The pupils are coming to school as characters from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I went down to chat to teachers Adam Smith and Emma Sweet about their pupils.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
It's just so important nowadays that the children are reading for pleasure, but really importantly, just opening up their minds to a different world, new experiences, new people that they might not get to see outside of Stockwood, so they can see it in a book.
So at Waycroft, we do a lot of work around reading for pleasure and trying to promote a love for reading, because it's proven that children's emotional and social development is greatly enhanced if they're reading books regularly.
I couldn't agree more. I used to work, I worked in a primary school in East London, and one of the teachers, a man called Benedict Rakes, who was a wonderful, wonderful teacher, would always say to me, it's the most important skill that kids could possibly learn, because it doesn't matter how much money you've got in your pocket, with a library card, you can transform your mind to all kinds of different places, all kinds of different galaxies. You know, you're banged by your own imagination, and that is a beautiful thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we're really lucky at our school that we've got a very committed staff who want to do everything they possibly can to promote a love of books and love of reading.
So are you the gaffer then? You the head teacher?
You can call me that.
Yeah. Who's your favourite teacher and why?
Oh, God.
No, I'm not really joking. I'm not really going to do that to you. And I can't believe Mrs. Sweet was right there and you did instinctively say. I know. So are you all going to be dressing up for World Book Day tomorrow then?
Yes, all of us, we've encouraged everybody, staff, children, to all get involved and dress their favourite character, whether that's a character from a favourite book, from a favourite comic. I know some children are really into some of their football books, which we also encourage to really get boys into reading as much as girls. Mm. So, yes, some of them are dressing as their favourite football stars, I think, from their football books that they've got, their albums and stuff that they've had Christmas.
With a spin, travelling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
I watched the movie and I've got the book.
Amazing!
When I was going to the movies, when I was going to watch my movie,
yeah.
I saw the Willy Wonka area where they watched the
on movie. The big screen. Ooh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
I watched a What's Ed at the TV?
Whoa.
And the chocolate at the same time.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that's amazing. Well, so you're chewing on a Willy Wonka bar, reading a book, and watching a film at the same time. My head has exploded. Are you all looking forward to World Book Day tomorrow?
Yeah!
Yeah! Are you all going to get a golden ticket?
Yeah!
Thank you very much, Waycroft Year 2. You've been absolutely beautiful. See you later.
Change the world. There's nothing to it.
Lovely, that's parents and teachers at Waycroft Academy in Stockwood who are dressing up as characters for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for World Book Day and giving away their chocolate bars and some have a golden ticket. I've got one right here. I opened my bar earlier on, and I'm pleased to tell you that in my Waycroft bar, I've got a golden ticket, and it says, "Greetings to you, you lucky finder of the golden ticket. Present this ticket to Willy Wonka to collect your prize." And it says, "Congratulations, you've won a free meal at Waycroft Academy." So I'll tell you what, I'm going to be there to claim that, because I'll bet the school dinners there are absolutely lush.